This is Cue the Crew, your all-access pass to everything behind the camera, including you. Let's get started. And we're back, ready for the Elite Eight. That was quick.
Wow.
Let's get to picking. How about it?
Yay.
All right. Las Vegas, Elite Eight. We've got the got the two powerhouses. Oh. These are going to be pricey seats.
Yeah.
Two-seated iPhone up against the 411. Kudos to Electro, really.
Yeah.
Came through with a great product.
I know I've been the chief 411 defender and iPhone hater.
Yeah.
But who do you know who is disappointed with their 411? And who do you know is disappointed with their iPhone?
Oh wow.
With the amount of money they spent on these two items.
Yeah, I really don't get upset at the 411 at all.
Exactly.
No.
It's just total reliability with uncompromising results.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, though. I can use my iPhone to, if I had to, I could record audio on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't, and I don't recommend it. But if I had to.
I mean, body pack recorders versus iPhone.
That might be coming up. Well, that's great. That's a great question. I think as great as the 411 is, I think the iPhone gets the nod because of its versatility, yet it still also could record. I'm not getting involved in that discussion specifically. That's not why I'm making my pick. But I think the iPhone is where I would have to lean in modern day recording on set and just lifestyle and living. It's just hard for me to give up on set.
So I was all in on iPhone until you said, how many people do you know that are disappointed in their iPhone versus how many people you know that are disappointed in the 411? And that's a very, very good point, sir. That being said, I still think that I'm going to favor the iPhone in this matchup.
I'm
going to
say iPhone as well. Lighter. It's a little bit lighter.
Okay. You want to talk?
Need 2 9-volts.
You want to talk about a piece of technology?
Yeah. Well, we don't want to get into the iPhone battery health conversation.
Yeah, it's true.
But you want to talk about a piece of technology that has flatly revolutionized the way that we do things?
Yeah.
It's the iPhone.
Killing our industry. Honestly.
Not just at work, but like our lives in general, but also at work.
Well, hell, shout out to the camera operators of the world who are going to be forced to shoot on iPhones as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're having this same debate. I bet it makes it pretty far into their brackets.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I hate to say it. Mm. But that's
the mighty 411.
Yeah.
Wow.
Going down in this round.
3-1. It's a split decision, but the iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walking away with the win. Yep.
Kick rocks, Steven.
I can live with that. I can live with that.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
This one's a rough one.
416.
Oh, my.
Up against the Sheps MK41.
Okay.
I feel like we're kind of.
So
like
this is interesting.
Yeah.
I just went on record
with the Sheps
saying that the reason that I was choosing it in the last round is because it was best in class.
I agree.
And this is up against a microphone that we've all established is not the best at anything, but it's good at everything.
Yeah.
Durability.
Sorry, it's the plumber. Pardon me.
We'll take it. We'll make the decision for you. I think. I think it's got to be the 416.
Working in reality, I think is the 416.
It's a bailout.
Yeah,
like
100%.
Because
why are all of our decisions made on bailouts rather than like what is the best?
Okay, because that Sheps, for example, sounds amazing. It's one of my favorite microphones ever. But like. If somebody's got a humidifier in the room, the thing's just not going to work.
It's toast.
You take it outside.
Texas summer is not
even if it rained like 3 days ago. Yeah. If it's still humid, it's not going to work.
You quite literally cannot use it anymore.
You better have a 416 just in case.
Yeah, if that's true. You cannot just take an MK41 to set.
No, you can't. You should take one to a lot of sets.
And it should be your first choice.
Yes, it should.
However,
but you better also have something that's going to work, like probably a 416.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 416, moving on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Little part of me just died.
Yeah.
Man.
That's okay.
Understandable. Wow.
Not much is left. all right. Next up in the Elite Eight, we've got our 14-seeded body pack recorder that has absolutely dominated up against the Sound Devices Scorpio.
The high end.
I don't know. I mean, is there a matchup any more different?
No.
No.
Well, Tweaker versus Scorpio was pretty different. Oh, but yeah. Whatever that created. Yeah,
That's hilarious. Wow. Okay. So lots to think about here. Body pack recorder. We've established the pros of each one of them.
Yeah.
Right. Now it's pretty much what are you gonna choose to take to set? It's obviously so show specific or scenario specific or dependent. And you're going to have different answers for different one of those.
Sure.
So at this point where it's like, what's the, what criteria are we really using at this point?
Yeah,
totally.
Because they're all like really awesome. And
because this looks like a ridiculous matchup.
Correct. It is.
This looks like it's such a no brainer,
but the body pack recorder, I'll be the one to say it. You can make almost any piece of content with just that one thing.
Yeah.
Not that you should, but you're going into a world where if you have just one thing, obviously, hopefully you have a mic, but that's the same with both of these. The capabilities of a Scorpio far exceed a body pack recorder, of course, as it should. But a body pack recorder will absolutely save your production if you had to.
You know, okay, so, all right. If you were to show up on set.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
With nothing but body pack recorded. And be like, hey, guys, here I am.
I would blame the line producer.
Yeah. Better be a very cheap.
You would get
24 body pack recorders?
Yeah.
You would get laughed out of the gym, player.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand... Mm-hmm. If you're on set and all shit goes wrong, or a bunch of shit goes wrong, or you're getting curveballs that were not planned for in advance or whatever.
You're going kayaking.
And you got a bunch of body pack recorders and you...
Yeah.
Like you can either be the biggest a-hole or the biggest hero.
Right.
Right? Like,
right. So here's the biggest difference I see them being is... You cannot produce very well with only body pack recorders.
No.
You're not getting any IFB feeds, story. There is no, you're not producing story at that point.
Right.
Or hearing a performance or something like that. You have to trust the technology and the process. And that's not always easy to do on a professional set. You need confidence and body pack recorder doesn't necessarily
there's no
give you
monitoring
that. Having said that, it's what's being used a lot for a lot of the content that you see nowadays, body pack recorders, that is. And if you had to make something happen, you could do it with a body pack recorder as opposed to a Scorpio. I'm voting body pack recorder.
Wow.
Hot take, probably.
Wow. That's
And I hate saying it.
So if you had an interview with high-end talent, you had one chance, and you had to do it right, would you trust a body pack recorder?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I can't confidently say I would.
Mm-mm.
But that's not usually the situation I find myself in.
Of course.
We get adverse situations thrown at us with zero warning.
Mm.
And there's a pretty good chance that a body pack recorder is going to have a better chance of solving that problem.
Right. Mm,
that's a fair point.
And it feels good to be the hero.
Yeah, totally.
And,
it's,
you know, is it the best sounding? No. Is it the best tool? No. But it keeps coming up in all of these matchups, and I feel like it's a little on the underrated side. And again, this is across many manufacturers. It's got Saxcom. It's got
Zenith,
Electro. I'm sure a dozen others. And I think that may be a little unfair. to it as well, because it's some of those are a component into a larger ecosystem. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're talking about on-demand portable recording. Like,
there is more kind of functionality, I think, than you would initially give the body pack recorder credit for.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And like, and so if we were doing a stage show with 24 cast members, would we take a body pack recorder or a Scorpio? Yeah. Obviously, we're taking the Scorpio. Right. It can do so much more.
Yeah.
But like, would it be possible to capture the content of a stage show with body pack recorders? Not advisable, sir. Yeah. Not fun. Not even good. But yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
But
advisable? No.
No, not advisable. But it is technically possible. And I keep on going back to this proposal that happens midair as these people jump out of an airplane or a helicopter.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, is it like, is it possible to do that with a Scorpio? Probably not. Like, you're going to need body pack recorders. Yeah. Like, they're just such a good fail-safe.
I can't believe this body pack recorder.
This is a stupid conversation, honestly, and I can't believe that.
I think it's an interesting insight into the type of work you guys do, and that the number one priority, maybe not number one, but very high priority, is flexibility and is capturing what's going to be
there. That's the thing. The number one priority is getting it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is getting it. And like, the body pack recorders allow us to get it in almost every scenario that I can think of.
Right.
Yeah. Even though we don't. Like, that's not, again, it's not the primary way we operate. Yeah,
for sure.
But it takes us from having a gap of content that we can capture to not having a gap of, like, we're basic. I mean, water stuff is pretty much like
that's the only thing.
Yeah, and even still, you put them in Aquapacks. Yeah, there's solutions around that, which wireless won't work, and obviously, you know, it's not going to transmit.
It's not
going to
transmit
water.
Through the water.
And so, really, at that point, it's just wardrobe as to whether you can lav them or not, and really, there's workarounds to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's the body pack recorder.
Wow. Oh, this is so silly. But
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I guess everybody that's loves part of
the
Cinderella,
fun. It's going to
the body pack recorder. Is that why this is fun?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if this is fun anymore. Like, we're just ripping the hearts out of our entire profession.
Yeah.
However,
mocked.
onwards to number three, the boom pole versus the audio harness. At this point, I'm starting to feel like the audio harness might be a little more disposable than a boom pole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
If you're going to sub out the audio harness,
okay.
You always got the sling strap.
Right.
Yeah. We know how I feel about a sling strap.
Which got never saw the light of
day. If you're going to sub out the boom pole with what? What are you going to do? Disassemble a fucking C-stand?
Oh, yeah, that arm?
Yeah.
Give me what? How long
is that? It's going to get you 3.5 feet, and it's going to be real heavy.
Hold the combo stand over your head?
Exactly.
I could hold a combo stand over my head.
For how long?
Swole, bro.
Really?
12 hours straight.
No, 12 hours.
What are you talking about? Just hold your arm above your head.
How long could you hold a combo stand over your head?
How long? I don't know. Give me 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
That feels like a long time. Combo stands are heavy too.
Okay.
But I think I could do it, assuming something's on the line.
Let's find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick break as I hold up a combo stand for the next 5 minutes.
In real
this
time.
This is gonna be great.
Okay, it's boom pole, right?
Yeah, it's boom pole.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty quick decision for a 1 versus 3 seed.
Yeah,
I dig it.
Boom pole it is. Ooh.
So that takes us all the way through the Elite Eight. Only things left is the final four. We've got the 416 up against the iPhone and the boom pole up against the body pack recorder.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
Who'd have thunk?
Oof.
No 788. What?
Wow. No Cooper?
No Cooper. Yeah, sorry. We've lost some good ones, but I feel like we've given everything a chance.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. We're using whatever criteria we want, and that's probably why the results are a little on the wild side. But, you know, you don't like it, make your own tournament. We'll be back for the final four.